for good.
For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Welcome back, Miller and Condon, hour number two. It's 1460 KX and 106.3 FM. For you Vikings fans in the listening audience, sounds like it's going to happen, right, Trent?
Paul L.
Yeah, he's going to be part of our show. Now, again, it's not going to be a perfect world. We'll have to tape him the day before, but we'll try it, see if it works, and see if we can keep it as evergreen as possible.
And one of my favorite guys to listen, call a game on the radio. I think most everybody knows I'm not a Viking fan. Yeah. Grew up surrounded by him, listened to a lot of PA. He calls a game well. He's fun. He's engaging. He's entertaining. And I'm excited to talk to PA.
Well, Seneca just reached out to me again during the break. Said, look, PA really wants to come on your show. Which
awesome.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we will. For you Vikings fans out there, let's talk to college football fans. He's Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. Pete, I don't know how you find as many hours in the day as you apparently do. Man, your previews, you've got one after another up at collegefootballnews.com. Although it is a passion, I get that. It's good to see and they're good to read. How are you, Pete Futek?
I'm doing just fine. What else is there to do,
right?
Really? I mean, it's like, what am I supposed to talk to my family or something? That's boring. They want nothing to do with me. No, I golfed yesterday. I get out and about occasionally. I see the light of day once in a while. But look, you know, here's the thing. This time of year, it is on lockdown. Actually, this is the craziest part because it settles in about 3 weeks. But these first 3 weeks, when you have all the FBS versus FCS games, you have 90 games in a weekend, that's a little rough. Next weekend's going to be the real killer, but boo-hoo, it's still fun.
Speaking of one of those FCS versus FBS games, one of them happening in our state 2 years ago, you and I had the Cyclones on the brink, but that was not a preseason top 10 Iowa State team. Any chance at all? I know in every one of your previews why each team will win. Do you give you and I even a chance to keep this thing tight going into the fourth quarter?
Well, it's like saying last year, you know, would you have said that Louisiana would have come in and rocked Iowa State by double digits? I don't think so. I obviously, this is way too good of an Iowa State team to blow this unless they just flat gag. But you know this better than I do. I mean, that's one of those. I'm never a believer that, oh, it's a rivalry game. Now it really matters. But you and I always sort of once in a while shows up and comes up with something funky. It was a disappointing Panther team in the spring session where they just never kind of got it going from the start. But there is enough there where they can certainly hang around for a little while. But look, here's the deal now. Iowa State's in the high rent district.
Yep.
There's no like moral victory here. If you're Iowa State, you say, screw it, we're playing an FCS team. You know, win that thing 45-3 if you're really that good.
The other game in our state that's going to be a massive, and there's so many good Big Ten games to kick off this. There's a couple of Big 12 games, don't get me wrong, but I mean, Wisconsin-Penn State doesn't get much better than that. Even to the north of us, Ohio State, I think Minnesota catches them at the right time, week number one. But Indiana and Michael Penix and the Hawks and Spencer Petras, 2:30 Saturday afternoon. I think this is I honestly can make a case for both of these teams to win this one. I know in your confidence against the spread, you're kind of right down the middle in this thing. How do you see Iowa-Indiana?
I don't believe in Indiana yet. Look, how do you know last year the Big Ten was weird and down and playing in a global pandemic? Well, the second and third best teams in the conference were Indiana and Northwestern. So, look, it's a very, very good Indiana team. But if Iowa plays how it's supposed to, and if the lines are doing what they're supposed to do, if Petras can just get the downfield passing game going already, I do think Iowa has this. Indiana is very good. Again, I'm always a little leery of guys who come back from a knee injury that fast, but we'll see just how good Packers could be right out of the gate.
Well, speaking of Iowa and Iowa State, there's been a whole lot of schadenfreude here in our state this week as we look to our neighbors to the west. This is one thing Hawkeye and Cyclone fans can agree about. We hate Nebraska. The loss by Frost last night, his coach's show looked like he was crying.
God.
It was
And lack of preparation.
The one thing we said you can't afford is a loss to Illinois. They lose to Illinois. Your takeaway from Saturday.
The problem with Nebraska right now is you can't keep making those catastrophic mistakes if you don't have the talent. And it's kind of my theme and throughout the Big Ten this week. I don't know why and how any team would want to schedule a game that matters in week zero. You need that game against Central Cupcake State just to kind of get all the kinks worked out and get all the operation moving. And Nebraska certainly looked like the type of team that desperately needed a week or two just to kind of get going. The fatal flaw continues to be, and it started, you know, right out of the gate with the Frost era, that program couldn't find a penalty it didn't want to commit, especially at like the wrongest times. Wrongest times, nice word. And then last week, you have the scoop and score fumble at the end of the first half. You have the
punt return
from the 1-inch line, and you just can't do that if you don't have the high end talent. And that's kind of the thing. Week zero, week one, you're going to see really talented teams all over the place screw up because you don't have a preseason. That's how this works. But if you got the guys, that shouldn't have mattered. And obviously Nebraska and Frost just does not have those pieces in place yet.
Does Bielema, because you know what, that's as big a takeaway as I had. Yes, as bad as Nebraska was, Trent and I did this yesterday, and look, I don't think either one of them are going to die on this hill that the Fighting Illini are going to be 6-0 when they play Wisconsin week two in October. But you can make the case, the way the schedule sits out, Bielema could be eligible for a bowl game on the 9th of October, for crying out loud.
Oh, that'd be fun, though. Look, here's going to be one of the themes, and I think we've talked about this before. It was certainly one of my talking points throughout the offseason. Who's got the old guys? Illinois has the most seniors of any Power 5 program. I think they have something like 22 guys. They're not all stars. They're not all the main men, but they are certainly, you know, guys who you can fit into a rotation. And don't overlook what the difference is, even if you have like the really super talented 18, 19, 20-year-old guys, if you've got 22 grown-ass men out there who are 24 and don't want to go get jobs yet, they're going to be really fired up to play, you know, because they know this is their last go-round. And you kind of saw that a little bit on Saturday where Illinois just kind of kept rotating in these really old dudes, and they kind of kept coming through. So that's why teams like Texas Tech and Ole Miss, they're not going to win their conferences or anything, but on the right day, they're just going to be tough outs because they're going up against they're going to bring mature men, you know, in a game full of college kids.
Speaking of mature men, that's what Minnesota has up front with that big offensive line. Ibrahim's as good of a running back as you're going to find, and Tanner Morgan, well, Gopher fans are hoping for 2019, Tanner Morgan, not 2020. Gophers, keep it close against the Buckeyes. That's a great one, and also thoughts on Penn State, Wisconsin.
I still believe that talent does eventually win out. The problem with the Gophers is even in that 2019 team, and that goes back to my, you know, why you scheduled the paycheck games early. If you remember, that Gopher team, they needed everything in the bag to get by, I believe it was South Dakota State.
You're right.
And I think it was Georgia Southern and Fresno State. I could have one of those wrong. But they struggled to get by every one of their relatively easy non-conference games, but they were able to pull those out and then obviously took that into a great season. Ohio State right out of the gate, that's a tough ask. I know if you're going to play a team, especially one that's kind of starting over a little bit, that's the time to do it. But there's still too much talent. I just think that passing game for Ohio State is going to be too good.
Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, is with Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM. A couple more minutes, Pete, picking your brain if you'll allow us. LSU and UCLA. First of all, what did you take away from UCLA in week number one as they just clobbered Hawaii in front of family and friends at the Rose Bowl? But here comes LSU and Ogeron and the Tigers. It's a pretty good football game. Did you learn anything about UCLA to give you an inkling that they're going to give the Tigers all they want?
Yeah, to totally belabor this point, that's why you schedule, Hawaii is certainly not a cupcake. They're a good team that's probably going to go to a bowl game. That's why you schedule Hawaii in week zero and not LSU, because you can have a really bad day from Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who is a great quarterback, who just, the timing wasn't there. And that's why you have that week zero game where you figure out, okay, we don't have everything sharpened up yet. But the takeaway is that they had a bad game from their star quarterback, and they still rolled for 31 first half points. They still rolled in an easy win. And I know they played a bunch of really awesome teams. I think all the teams at their non-conference so far in the Chip Kelly era, games were against teams that finished with 10 wins or more. That was the first non-conference win in UCLA under Chip Kelly. They've got a defense. They've got experience. They've got the guys. They've got those super seniors. I still think that it's Christmas time for those investor types who now get an even better line when it comes to LSU. But certainly, at least UCLA looked for a moment. They looked the part that if you're a fan of UCLA, you could say, okay, it's taken a while to get here, but now you could at least see where this might be going, as opposed to like Nebraska, where you're like, oh, wow, where this is going.
The biggest national game of the weekend, it'll happen at 6:30 Central Time. Georgia-Clemson. Georgia, in a way, though they played for a national championship and were a play or two away from winning a national title, kind of where Clemson was, what, 6-7 years ago before they broke through. Bulldogs and the Tigers, your thoughts on this one?
I'm feeling like I'm missing something obvious here. Like, I'm hoping that it should be like a 26-24 game that comes down to a final field goal, that these two defenses are going to be awesome, the two NFL quarterbacks are going to show up. There's just that part of me that thinks that, you know, next week at this time, we're like, oh, we should have seen it, that this team has that defense, or something is, you know, going to kind of kick in. I'm picking Georgia very, very sheepishly. I just think that defense is going to do a little bit more. I don't think Clemson's going to be able to run the ball a lick, but I certainly don't see any sort of a shootout. The Clemson defense, it got lost in last year, that they were always banged up. They never had everything in place, and now they're just loaded with talent. So I do think it's going to be a little bit ragged at times just because those defenses are going to be great, but I'm very, very flip a coinish picking Georgia in this.
Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. Collegefootballnews.com, preview on, well, everything. You can find it right there. Pete, thanks for doing this for us. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Good to talk to you. Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. Boy, he really does. That's a pretty good website.
It's not like he's got dozens of writers over there.
No,
helping
it's
out.
Pete Futek.
He puts it together, puts it out in 90 games this week, including FBS, FCS games. A lot going on. Who do you like in that Penn State-Wisconsin game? It's in Madison.
This is awful radio. I don't have an opinion.
I'm kind of the same way. I certainly don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. And
I want to see Mertz take a step. Mm-hmm. I think their Wisconsin linebackers are better. They need to run the football better, for sure.
And I don't know if there's a running back there that is that dynamic guy that you're used to.
Look, it's going to be important to watch that because I will see Penn State relatively quickly. Yep. And, of course, Wisconsin, likewise. I don't have an opinion.
I think Penn State's going to be better. I don't think
what's the number?
4.5.
Wisconsin, 4.5.
Yeah.
So if you had to bet $100, you have to.
It's Penn State.
You would take the points.
I'd grab the points, yeah.
I probably would too, but I want to watch Graham Mertz.
Yeah. Take a big step.
Because look, again, we saw him. What was it? The Illinois game?
Yes.
It was a Friday night. Wasn't it Friday night? I think it was a Friday night.
It was a Friday night.
He looked, oh my gosh.
He's like 21-22 or whatever it was.
But I thought the same when I watched Milton with Michigan.
You did.
Who's now? He's the starting quarterback at Tennessee.
I tried to tell you.
You did tell me.
That Gopher defense was brutal.
I know. I remember saying that to Condon, I'm telling you.
Heisman.
Harbaugh's got a quarterback. I didn't say that.
You might have. Check the tape.
I said Harbaugh's got a quarterback. I didn't go that far, did I?
You might have.
11:20. We will talk to the voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima, coming up. Look forward to talking with Rima. How many fans are they bringing to Jack Trice? They get what? Is it 8,000 or 10,000 seats for the fans?
Oh, no, it's not that
it's
many.
Not it's not that many?
I know in the
Why
Big
did
Ten.
I think it was.
It was 4,000.
Oh, is that all it is?
Yeah. But there's always a big crew. For that game, there is always. One year I made the double dip. I hit the Iowa game. They played an 11 o'clock opener against some MAC school. And then it was UNI Iowa State at night. So then afterwards, made the way up to Ames. That was a fun day,
yeah.
Hitting both stadiums up for that. Obviously not going to be able to pull that one off this year, just 1 hour difference between the kickoff times. But you and I always has a good group there. You look at attendance, Jack Trisense has been reconfigured. Six of the eight highest attended games, sellouts.
Our Panther games.
Either Iowa or you and I.
Yeah.
Were the teams in the building.
No, they bring their fans. It's big for our state, is it not? Here's hoping that certainly the latter continues for a long, long time. Not betting on that being the case,
no.
Unfortunately. We will talk to Gary Reima, the voice of you and I, at the bottom of the hour or thereabouts. Probably we'll do it when we come back. As we take you until noon on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO and 106.
No.
Football is right around the corner, and you can get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And with the NFL returning, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. Listen up, you existing customers, because you won't want to miss this.
You want to head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Place a bet of $1 or more for those new customers on any Week 1 game. Receive $200 in free bets instantly. But you current customers, we got something here for you. All customers can participate in DraftKings Week 1 no-brainer. For opening night, a week from Thursday, all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Buccaneers plus 73.
Did you do that yet?
I did.
How much did they let you bet?
$50 was my max.
That's a free $50.
Yeah, I think minus 110, so it was like 45 extra dollars in the account after this one. Fingers crossed comes to fruition.
No, that's a pretty good perk. Good for them. DraftKings. You can download their sportsbook app now. Use the promo code KXNO when you receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code KXNO to get your free $200 in free bets and do it instantly for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call
1-RP.com.
Courage League Sports and Opportunity on Deck have joined forces to increase the positive impacts on youth through the growth and evolution of adaptive and no-cost recreation programs. The organizations are now Can Play. Can Play supplements the cost of recreation programs and adapts the play to the skill level for each child. Can Play Sports Game for Good is coming up on Sunday, September 19th at Principal Park. To play, coach, donate, or volunteer, go to canplaysports.org/game to have Rush on your side.
You can see it. Picture it. The building you've always wanted. An expansion of your existing business. A new retail center where your growth really begins to take off. You've got the vision, but now what? Now you connect with Graphite Construction Group. Formerly Rochon Corporation of Iowa, Graphite Construction Group is the partner you want to match your vision. From the moment you first connect to long after the build is complete, nobody does it better than Graphite Construction Group. See why at GraphiteGR.
If you plan to buy a franchise business or you're thinking of starting a new franchise, there's a lawyer right here in Central Iowa that can help you through the process. Rush Niggett of Brick Gentry Law PC has set up an affordable service to help individuals considering buying or starting a franchise business. Learn more online at rushonbusiness.com. Let Rush Niggett help you buy or start your franchise. Rush Niggett, the franchise lawyer with Brick Gentry Law PC. It's good.
To just before 11:30 on a Tuesday, we take you up until noon. Trent's plays of the day before we get out of here at about 5 minutes before noon. Right now, he's the voice of the UNI Panthers. He will be making his final trek to Jack Trice Stadium. Be a lot of those last visits to arenas and stadiums this year for the soon-to-be-retired, the voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Reima. First of all, Gary, congratulations on your announcement. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, boys, and great to be on with you. And I'm still in sunny Florida today. I'll be back in the great state of Iowa on Friday. looking forward to this football game and really looking forward to this football season. It just, everything feels, I know we're still in this pandemic, but it just feels like there's a little bit of normalcy. There's going to be 60,000 fans there on Saturday, and we're playing football in the fall again, like we're supposed to be. So yeah, I'm doing great, feel great, and just looking forward to the start of this season. But man, I mean, is this a heck of a opening opponent for the Panthers on Saturday or what, guys? Wow, this is a really good Iowa State team.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary, more on that in a second. I want to talk about you for a few minutes, if you'd allow us to. So you're this is going to be it at the end of the basketball season. You are going to retire from your gig, and you've had it for a long time, and you've meant a lot to that institution, to the sports fans that follow the Panthers. Gary, if 2020 would have been normal, would you have been gone at that point? Did you want to stay an extra year just because you didn't want to go out during that pandemic, as so many people, that are at that spot in their lives decided to do one more extra year just because 2020 was so brutal?
You know what? That's a great question, because if we would have had a normal football season in 2020 and the college basketball season, wouldn't have ended the way it did with that COVID cancellation game at the conference tournament, not playing Drake. If that would have played out normal, it may have been the end, or I may have done it for 1 year traveling in and out of Florida. We were definitely making the move to the Villages in Florida this summer. My wife had retired from teaching, and we, that was the plan all along, that when she was fully retired, We would make the move here. Would I have traveled in and out of Florida for a season for one more year? I don't know. I may have still done this, Ken. So I can't say that last year would have totally been the end of it if it would have been more of a normal season. But with how football ended, we didn't get to play our last football game last spring because of COVID issues with our opponent. And the basketball thing was frustrating. I don't know. I may have done this for one more season anyway. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how this season goes, how everything plays out. But it's looking like I'll do this year. And with Learfield, you only get a 1 year contract. They don't do multi-year deals right now. So I'm signed up for this year. I'll do the season. I'm looking forward to it. And then we'll kind of see what happens.
Incredible career, Gary, that you put together with you and I, and being the play-by-play broadcaster. So many great games, but is there one that jumps to your mind? I think I know what direction I'd go, but what's the game when people bring up all the time, the one that jumps to your mind, the best Panther game you ever called?
Ali Farouk-Manet, so, yeah. You got to be kidding me. He hit the shot. I mean, guys, that 2005 run by UNI football to the championship game when we lost to Appy State, but led them for three quarters. I really thought, guys, at the time, wow, I don't know if anything can match this. I mean, it's so incredible, a national title game and that great run that season. I mean, that was incredible. And then 2007, UNI football goes undefeated, led by an O-line quarterback by the name of Eric Sanders, ranked number one, seeded number one. That was pretty incredible. But what UNI basketball did in 2010, a lot of people forget about Ali's shot, his three-point shot that really was more of a game winner to beat UNLV, just to get to Kansas, because that shot, that three that he hit in that game against UNLV in the first round, That was the final bucket. That was the game winner. There was like 7/10 of a second left, but the game basically was over. The Kansas game, he hit that three, but there was still more basketball to be played. But that win over Kansas, that's it. I mean, more people talk about that game and that win and that UNI team and that broadcast. I mean, They'll say, hey, I can tell you exactly where I was at listening to that game, Reimer, right? How about more phone calls and more interviews about how did you guys beat Kansas than any other broadcast or game or thing I'd covered for UNI. So that one, you know, hands down the biggest, and probably will, unless something really crazy happens this year, it's probably going to be the most memorable broadcast for me in my career.
And conversely, and I promise you Cyclone fans will want to hear about you and I's football team. We'll get to that in a second. But on the other side, Gary, from the highest of the highs to the lowest of the lows, was it the collapse against A&M?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, I feel like my partner and I jinxed it because we were talking with a minute to go during a timeout. We were pinching ourselves that, KB, we're going back to the Sweet 16. We're going to California. We're up 14 with, you know, less than a minute to go. And then all of a sudden, you know, it just – and, you know, Ken, the crazy thing is, even after the collapse in regulation and the first overtime, the Panthers had, I think, about a five-point lead in that first overtime. We thought, okay, we're still going to do this. And then A&M came back again and tied it and won it in double overtime. That was a crusher. That was a real heartbreaker. And, you know, and then when you hear that's the biggest collapse by a college team in the history of college basketball, nobody's had a 13-point lead with 32 seconds left and lost. I mean, that one hurt because it is so hard. And you guys know this, but it is so hard for that mid-major type basketball program to get to the Sweet 16. I mean, it's hard to do it. It's hard to get to the dance, let alone get to the Sweet 16. So yeah, that one hurts. You know, there's a football game. We were going back to the national championship game after we went in 2005. We had Richmond beat in the Unidome, and we're going to the finals again, and they scored a touchdown in the closing minute and broke our hearts, and Richmond went on to the national championship game that year. So, I mean, there's been more than just that Texas A&M basketball loss that you're crushed. But that one, yeah, that really sticks out big time.
Gary, to the here and now, let's take a look at this UNI football team as they make their way to Jack Trice, a defense that was excellent during the spring, an offense that had COVID restrictions, quarterbacks in and out of the lineup, offensively not very good this spring. Kind of catch us up on you and I. Chance, at least on paper, really good defense. A lot of question marks, though, offensively.
Yeah, you know, interesting. They returned basically everybody in the starting lineup on both sides of the football because of the whole COVID situation and guys not having to count last year as one of their 4 years of eligibility as far as playing. We got everybody back and added some guys. I mean, some guys that maybe didn't play or got injured in the spring that are back. So as far as that part of it goes, it's as good a situation as UNI football has ever been in going into to start a fall season with that many returning guys back. Some interesting situation at quarterback with Theo Day coming in, the transfer out of Michigan State. And if you look at the two deep, it says Will McIlvain, the previous two-year starter, or Theo Day will start at quarterback. Well, guys, I think it's going to be Will McIlvain. Will's going to be the guy that'll take the opening snaps against Iowa State. But now you've got a guy in Theo Day that's backing up Will. You know, Fombi is still there and Martins, but they list Matt Morrissey as the third guy at quarterback. The kid out of Elmhurst, Illinois, that's a redshirt freshman. So yeah, I think the depth at quarterback is tremendous, and I think there's some pressure now. Will McIlvain has got to play better, and I said it last year when the spring started. I said going into that spring season, Will has to complete more passes. 51% completion percentage just isn't going to cut it with what this team wants to do offensively. I think Will will be better. Now, it's going to be really tough on Saturday, but look for Will, I think, to have a better year, especially when we get into FCS play. He's got all the weapons he needs offensively, guys. Quan Hampton turned out to be, an exceptional wide receiver, the transfer from Kansas. Deion McShane is really good as that slot receiver. You got to love Isaiah Weston. He's healthy now. He had 1,000-plus yards receiving in 2019. He has to return to that form. And Logan Wolf, Logan Wolf, by the end of the year, guys, the kid from Cedar Falls, might turn out to be our best wideout. He could have the best numbers before it's all said and done. Jaden Scott's healthy at tight end, tremendous tight end. And you got Fortenberry back, the transfer from Western Kentucky. I think the running game will be better. It's all going to depend on that offensive line. How do the Penning boys on the left side of the line hold up? Sorensen is back at center. You got Frazier and Vanderslice on the right side. That's a veteran and huge offensive line. I mean, they go 6'7", 6'6", 6'6", 6'5", 6'8", all 300 pounds plus. That's NFL-type numbers. Yep. Now can they get the job done, guys? So I think offensively we have the chance to be really good. Love the defense. We'll be good on defense. But I think you're right, TC. Can the offense come together and produce the way you need them to be successful?
Once you do get to conference play, Gary, is it kind of the same old, that all roads lead to Fargo and North Dakota State, the Bison again? Or have some other schools started to catch up on them? Can the Panthers challenge the Bison, or who would be the team to knock off?
Well, what UNI is going to challenge, and they're picked to finish fifth, guys. If this UNI team is the fifth best team in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, I'm telling you what, the league is totally loaded then. I don't think it's North Dakota State and everybody else anymore. South Dakota State is going to be really good. Southern Illinois is back. Watch out for the Salukis. Keep your eye on that group down in Missouri State. Was that a fluke deal last year, or are they for real? But I'm telling you, this Panther football team is going to be in the hunt for the Missouri Valley Football Conference title. We're too good defensively not to be. And if the offense comes around like I think they can, we can't lose, guys. We can't have a bunch of guys get beat up and banged up in week one against this high-powered Iowa State team. But if we can stay healthy, I really think this team has a chance to be special this year. Guys, I'll be honest with you. It's one reason I really wanted to come back and do UNI football one more year. I just think there's something about this group with the talent that they have assembled. This group was really disappointed in a 3-4 finish in their 7 spring games and no playoff appearance. There's a little chip on this team's shoulder that the league better be aware of, because, again, when we get to FCS play, and I don't care if it's going out to Sacramento State in 2 weeks or if it's hosting St. Thomas, the new FCS team, the former D3 power in our only other non-conference game, I think when it comes to FCS competition, this team is they have some big-time goals, and we have the depth and the talent to get it done.
Year number 21 for Mark Farley.
Jesus, that's crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. Wild. The walk-on from walk-on. He has built a great program there, taking over the lines that they have done. Bryce Pop, he's a defensive line coach. Jeremiah Johnson, he's been with them for a long time. What about the offensive staff? I remember last year, right before the spring season began, their coordinator went off to the NFL to work with the Packers, I believe it was. Fill us in what the offense, maybe how different it's going to look compared to that compacted spring schedule.
Well, Sean Watson, the former head coach from Southern Illinois, who then had some assistant jobs and travels in Division I football before he came to UNI, he took over the offensive coordinator duties when Ryan Mahaffey left to become the tight end coach for the Green Bay Packers 2 weeks before the start of the spring season. First game, not 2 weeks before the spring season started, but 2 weeks before the first game was played. So it left things kind of tough, I thought, offensively. But the offense is now much more settled. Coach Watson is a great offensive mind, and I just think there's going to be some consistency, and some they're just going to be a lot more comfortable, guys, on the offensive side of the football now after getting those 7 games in the spring. And now headed right into this fall season, everybody's on the same page. You got everybody back on the offensive side. You got Ryan Clanton back working with the offensive line. And, the other thing is we got big Brandon Williams, who was an offensive lineman at UNI that played in the NFL. He's also working with the offensive line and helping there. I just think things are a lot more stable on that side of the football. And guys, I didn't want to make any excuses during the season last year, during that spring season. But when Ryan did leave, when he did, it left the offense in a tough spot. It just did. I mean, the guy that was going to call the offensive plays for the second year in a row and was directing the offense, and now he's gone. Guys, that would affect any team. And I thought it affected our offense. So look for the offense to be much better right out of the gate this year, even though got your hands full against number 7 ranked team in FBS football in Iowa State. And guys, you saw this. One of the college football experts is predicting Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Iowa State to be in his final four for the FBS playoffs. That's how good of an opponent you and I faces this weekend. So, you know, the offense, the defense, they may not shine in week one, but there's a lot of talent there. And when we're up against FCS level teams, I think we got a shot to have a tremendous year.
Gary, I've got like 45 seconds left. A friend of mine just sent me a text to remind me that your brother played a huge role in the Field of Dreams game. I guess he's one of the ghost players. Have you spoken with him? How many pictures did your brother take with fans at the Field of Dreams a few weeks back?
A ton, and I think the one he's most proud of is the one that he took with Kevin Costner, the star of the movie Field of Dreams. But yeah, brother Denny, he's kind of the clown prince of the ghost players. When they put on their Sunday show at the Field of Dreams, he's the mic'd up pitcher. He's the one talking and doing all the fun stuff, and he's had a great time doing that. He's really good. They, you know, there was years they traveled overseas to different military places like in Japan and put on the Field of Dirt. They call it the greatest show on dirt, a lot like what the Globetrotters do on the basketball diamond or basketball field they do on the baseball diamond. So, yeah, Denny, my brother Denny Rhyme was a big part of that, and he's really enjoyed doing it. He actually got my brother David involved in a couple of their games to put that Sox uniform on and be one of the ghost players. So, that was a I watched it from Florida every inning. Beautiful job. Grew up 30 miles from Dyersville in Strawberry Point and been to the Field of Dreams a number of times. That Major League Baseball hit a grand slam with that event, and I'm excited they're going to keep it going.
We're excited to have an opportunity to talk with you for another season of football, basketball-wise. Jacobson's team's going to be a major, major pain in the you-know-what in that conference, so we will be back in touch. Gary Rhyme, congratulations on your news. Glad you're coming back for one more year, and we'll talk down the road. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, love being on with you guys. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to getting back to Iowa on Friday.
Good stuff, Gary. Thank you. Gary Rhyme, the voice of the UNI Panthers. Good stuff out of Gary. Good for him. Well, he's not going to commute. He's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know, it sounded like he's leaving the door open a crack.
Yeah.
It sounded like we were pushing him out.
Exactly.
I kind
slow
of
down
there,
Miller.
Jesus. I like when these little guys stick around.
Kaboomin' and kabangin'. He is
one of a kind.
Yes.
He's one of a kind. We'll come back, finish up the program. Miller and Condon are on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO and 106.
Because shit happens.
Trent Condon here to tell you about Rent-A-State, the new revenue rocket ship. Putting your home up for rent, not for sale. But why would you do that in a seller's market? Just do the math. Selling a home will catch you some cash once, while renting a home keeps that cash coming month after month after month. And because there are always renters, but not always buyers, Rent-A-State is foolproof, recession-proof, and retirement plan positive. What's not to love? The hassles of being a landlord? For one monthly flat rate, Renter's Warehouse will take away the tedious tasks. Tend to your tenants, answer the 3 a.m. calls, market your property, and collect the rent. Make the savvy, long game, paradigm shift and choose Rent-A-State with Renter's Warehouse. Get your free rental price analysis today. Go to renterswarehouse.com or call 515-528-4429. 515-528-4429. Because you can't buy happy.
Things come together.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM.
There she
Boys.
All right, Miller and Condon, final couple of minutes here on a Tuesday. Tomorrow, David Kaplan will be here. Kenny White gave our audience a no doubt about it, no sweat, wager last week. He'll join us tomorrow. We'll do Ben Visser from Cedar Rapids Gazette, who's at the Campbell press conference. Likewise, John Bowenkamp, who's at the Ferentz press conference. It's football, glorious football season. Well, his job gets easy for the next 4 months, doesn't it?
We're just talking football.
It's just
a little baseball.
I said to my wife the other day, I was about to go on autopilot. You know what she said to me?
Uh-huh.
If you sing Who Made the Sauce, I Made the Sauce One More Time, I'm Leaving You. I can't get that out of my head.
I heard that commercial again
Who Made
yesterday.
The Sauce? I Made the Sauce.
And I can just think of you.
I sing it the whole time. If you say that again, I'm leaving you. That's probably the last straw.
She's been, yes, very patient with you throughout the years.
I'll say.
That's the one that's going to be, it's over.
Yeah, it's kind of how she put it, too. I think she was kidding anyways. What do you have as far as on your sports wagering docket today?
This is getting to the point where you look at some of these. We talked about it yesterday with the Blue Jays. Today, again, they're minus 310.
Jeez.
The White
Who's
Sox.
Pitching for the, must be Rio.
It's Rio, yeah. The White Sox against the Pirates. Giolito, they're minus 350.
You know what, Trent? Those Pirates, ask the Cardinals. They can sneak up on you.
But I can't jump aboard.
No, I'm not like saying yesterday. You should.
Yeah, it's so hard. But I do have a dog tonight that I really like.
All right, now you got my undivided attention.
The Padres, we talked about the difficulty of their schedule at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
They're in Arizona. This is their last breather. Yeah. I'm going down.
Really?
It's Blake Snell. Remember his last time out?
He was terrific.
He was. And he also threw 100 and...
For him, a lot.
116, I think, was the number. 160, okay. Or maybe 116th pitch is when he gave up the home run that tied that game. An incredible one last week. So I'm going to fade a guy coming off the most pitches. And Zach Gallen's pitching, who's been okay for Arizona.
Hit and miss, yeah.
Last couple of times out, he's been really good. So we'll go that direction. We'll grab the plus 150, the Diamondbacks. My underdog play of the evening. And Cubs Twins, you going to jump into that garbage tonight?
I don't
tonight?
Know. I'm probably going to I got to watch something. I'll watch the Brewers and the Giants late, or as long as I can.
Cards Reds again start early.
That's where I'll be early.
5:40.
Yeah. Sonny Gray is pitching. Who's going for the Cardinals?
Michaelis.
He is?
Yes.
Wow. All right, I'm in.
You can get the Cards at plus 145 also.
I want to see them get to the ninth inning with a lead, and then what's Schilt going to do?
Right. Decision time.
Absolutely. Comes. Indeed it will be.
So I'm going to play the Cardinals too. There's two dogs. Cards and D-backs tonight.
Going to put them together?
Slow down.
All right. Murph and Andy will be here in an hour and 4 minutes. The Fanatics are here at 3. Cyclone Insider tonight, Randy Peterson, Travis Hines, more on Iowa State. That's coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. And at 7, KXNO's new fantasy program with 3 young guns. Love to see these youngsters get an opportunity. Make the best of it, boys. Miller and Condon back tomorrow. Thanks for being here. 14.